कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
It's called virus cells. We're changing it from cyrus cells because, as you know, we are engulfed by this terrible thing called, I forget the name of the virus, whatever. And it's really painful and terrible, and we're stuck at home and upset. What's really upsetting is the WhatsApp groups in the buildings. All around, every building has their smart aleck WhatsApp groups, and everybody's an expert on the bloody disease in that WhatsApp. Every day, in fact, I woke up with 182 messages on WhatsApp, most of them from this bloody building group and other building groups. It's just ridiculous. Firstly, why am I in other building groups? That's another story. See, when you like the wives of other people and you try and interact with them, sooner or later you get into their lives and it's beyond the capacity of a normal person to understand. So let's not go there. But let's talk about how painful these WhatsApp groups are, and to stop sending information, their doom and gloom and sad predictions and forwarding messages will make no sense. I prefer the old days when they would send cats making sounds or dogs barking or a man falling into a pool. What happened to our lives? It's called silences. All right. First, let me apologize for this show. Normally, we apologize for the quality of the show. But folks, we're recording from using this Zoom technology, which my grandfather, Sohrab, invented. We are basically just working from different areas. One, Silvery is in Pawai, our producer. And yes. Amit is half a kilometer away from me, actually, but still far away. Not our normal studio. And like I said, so we're apologizing only for the technology here, not the quality of the program that we usually do.
Well, the quality of the program, I hope, does not suffer. But yeah, I'm sure the recording quality definitely does.
Yeah, so I don't know, Amit, you're the tech expert. I'm thinking it's not going to sound as broadcast quality as it normally is.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. We're all sitting in rooms which are not soundproofed. We're all sitting and working on our computers or our phones. It is going to be somewhat challenging.
There's a glitch in the technology if there's any problem with audio, and that's basically a virus. Oh, no pun intended.
No, but let's not be talking about viruses.
Yeah, in fact, is there a topic we can talk about?
Other than viruses?
No.
Well, yeah.
Let's go.
Is there, Atrash, you got anything for us which is not virus related?
Something? Is it about hair?
Yeah, I do.
At the time of
this?
Go on.
I got some good news, but it's still virus related only. That's why everything is virus related. Sadly.
That was a false dawn. All right, go on. What is your good news?
Okay, if you want to, let's just get into the news. Because there's so much bad news outside, we thought we'd just make an episode where we'll concentrate on the good news that is coming out during these times of the COVID-19. And I started with something really funny. I found this hilarious.
Yeah.
Two men from Ambala told their wives that they had to go to Bengaluru for a business trip. And instead, they went to Bangkok. And they came back. How their wives found out is the police had to come to their house with their travel records and quarantine them, like forcibly quarantine them, saying, okay, you guys just went to Bangkok.
Abhi, tune kya kya? Problem bahut hai. Very nice. It's a good story.
Is this not the story?
I love this story.
But is this not like the ultimate nightmare for somebody who's taking this kind of a trip?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's spiral. It completely spiral. Worse. Not to mention what's waiting for them after quarantine. But this is a bit like Marquez's book, Sex in the Time of Cholera, let's call it. Because this is sex in the time of this terrible demoni. Imagine that, how your neighbors will look at you. While the whole world is suffering, you went off to Bangkok, yeah, Manish ke liye. I think it's a beautiful story. I like this movie. Congratulations.
You
made me happy. Also, these guys thought that, hey, I don't want to catch the coronavirus in India. I'd rather catch it in Bangkok. Because they also have an outbreak. It's the same there. I don't know why they would go.
So when did they go, though? When did they go? Do we know that? I thought they came back like 15, 20 days ago.
The epidemic had hit.
It doesn't say when they went.
Okay.
But they went within this outbreak only. Within the span of this outbreak.
Oh, okay.
You want me to find out their travel details of their travel agent, do a full research investigation? It's going to take time. I'm stuck in my house. There's not much I can do. I'm learning how to make toast. Apparently, you put the bread inside the toaster and you press this button down and boom, after a minute, it pops up.
Not on top of the toaster?
So it jumped up on its own and fell on the floor. I, of course, ate it. Where I come from, nobody wastes food. But yeah, I'm 48 years old and every month I have to color my hair. Okay, which is now gray. So I'm told. And now there's nobody to color the hair. Because it's a lady who comes and does it. And my wife says, no way. So I'm going to look like an old man by the time this is over. I'm going to be a grandfather in one of those Ekta Kapoor serials.
Ah, Dadaji aa gaya.
It's going to be one of those.
I'll send you a video of one of those Italian mayors. Have you seen these Italian mayor videos? So so basically, various mayors from northern Italy have just been going nuts. They've been putting out these YouTube videos telling people that if you assemble, I'll take a flamethrower to you. Or, they're just going nuts. So one guy was talking about this, the door-to-door hair cutters and the reason why they need to stop. And, like, it was just really funny. I'll send that to you.
Okay, what second topic do we have, which is less coronavirus related? I believe that nothing is not related, but less.
That is...
Okay, we are seeing in various cities across the world, we are seeing flora and fauna thriving in very cool ways. Like dolphins are coming back to Marine Drive and swans are showing up in Venice, in the canals of Venice again. So what do you guys
and
think
the
of
the Sharmas
this?
Can be seen on their balcony opposite my balcony. May I say, Mr. Sharma is resplendent. It's mating season, March, April, for our people. So that's great. But I hear you. I get your point. I see my kites in the morning. I don't know if I've told you this story before. Oh. But let me tell you my agenda. It's scary. It's almost like a yogi. Yeah. I get up at 5. I walk the dogs first early so that there's nobody around and no problem and they can have some time down. Then I come up and I try to work out with two really small dumbbells who are no relatives of mine but look like that. And before that, I just look out of the window and I communicate with the kites. And there's a whole family of kites and they're beautiful birds, really majestic, muscular, good-looking. Yeah. And then I whistle to them and they've started humming back to me. They have a very shrill whistle. I'll try and do it at some point. Yeah. I'll wet my lips, which will take time in this program. Hmm. Unless Aisha gives me a kiss, my wife, which she said no and walked off. So there were many more birds around in Malba Hill where we used to have a lot of trees and stuff. Amit, you remember growing up, it was more greenery. And there were definitely sparrows and all this, which have sort of returned now.
So sparrows have been coming back for the last year, right? I mean, like, I think that's something that's been kind of interesting.
The government has given them incentives. There's a package for sparrows in place, you know.
Yeah,
everything is there. So
there's
pigeons, for example, pigeons have been given proper housing societies. Yeah.
Well, they do that in my housing society for sure, right? So, you know, one of the...
Hey, I'm pro-pigeon. Watch it. I'm pro-pigeon. My wife hates the pigeons. I'm pro-pigeon. I don't mind them feeding the pigeons. I will never stop people feeding animals.
Well, no, I'm not going to stop
selective.
People. I'm not going to stop people from feeding the pigeons either. But the thing is that we don't have the same facilities we used to have 2 weeks ago. Okay, so there are not as many people. So we don't have people to clean our building compounds. We don't have stuff like that, right? So it is when people continue to feed animals in that kind of situation, that's problematic.
Hey, guys. You just think about that for a second. We'll come back to because your issue is a civic issue. My issue is a moral issue. So they're two issues which are actually not the same. You know, your thing is practical, logistical, like my wife and Kunal, who all say don't feed the pigeons and all that. But mine is a moral thing. Animals.
So no, we have an area in our building to feed the pigeons. You want to go and feed the pigeons, go to the terrace and feed them.
Okay, fair enough. Because they are closer to the terrace from where they live.
Well, no,
okay,
it's just
I get your point.
It's just that basically when there's, you don't want this, you don't want all the pigeon shit and you don't want all the...
Oh my God.
What do you call the things that you feed the pigeons, right? That
people are dying around the world. Leave the pigeon shit alone for a second.
Well, dude, pigeon shit is why people are dying around the world, or bat shit is the reason why people are dying around the world, right?
Listen, I'm a political science major. I don't know about pigeon shit. I didn't do the whole bio class thing. But I would like to mention there's a little thing we're forgetting called the mosquito.
Okay.
Speaking of animals. And the mosquito is very upset. Mosquitoes are just, you know, I mean, because this coronavirus has taken away their lure. In the old days, malaria and dengue were the, you know, the things that people feared. Mm. And if you saw a mosquito in the house, my family would be like, mosquito! And everybody would run and hide. And all that. But the mosquito has no power now and he's feeling terrible. He's complex because everybody, corona's turned up.
Well, see, viruses
it's
are
it's almost like
best.
You got Sachin, now you have Virat. It's like that. Well, nobody would ever compare either of them to these terrible things. But yeah, I apologize to both.
So,
I'm a big fan.
So, So dolphins are back in Marine Drive and... A leopard was spotted somewhere in Kerala, on the streets, because people aren't there. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see dolphins.
But not a leopard in Malad, no, because that's a whole different story altogether.
Correct. Yeah, that's not.
Have you guys, animals and non-corona stories, I guess it's somewhat corona adjacent, but have you heard like the most popular show on Netflix right now is like this Tiger Show?
Tiger King.
Something. It's about like training tigers or some shit like
Tiger
that.
Tiger King. I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Is it the most popular?
It's like the most popular show on Netflix right now. I've been hearing so much.
I've heard about it.
Everybody's
I heard what's about. Yeah. Apparently, it's about some guy who was a certified tiger trainer, like the biggest tiger whisperer, and so to say. And but he was also a killer for hire. And he got sentenced to that's what it was.
It's about that?
That's killer what of what? Killer of tigers?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Killer of men?
No, no, he was a killer.
Killer of men or tigers?
Killer for hire.
As in like
men.
But killer of men, nah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But he was killing human beings.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
this what's the crime here? I thought he was killing tigers.
Oh, no crime in killing human beings. But now, all of a sudden, I'm really interested in that show.
Hey, watch your mouth, boy.
What? It sounds fun.
Terrible times.
So. Now it actually sounds fun. It sounds like it would be something really interesting to watch. I think now I
But it sounds like Barry. Barry is also a contract killer. The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, right.
Bill Hader. Who wants to be an actor?
Bill Hader.
So it sounds exactly like that. Similar story.
But this is based
on
this
is seven stories in the world.
But this is a documentary, isn't
Which
it?
Which one is it?
This Tiger Killer.
Yeah, it's a docu series. It's a docu series, yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's so weird, right? This person actually
is. Now that you guys have brought it up, can we quickly go through what you all are watching, since that's the only thing we can do?
That is a fair.
I have gotten into something really cool where me and my friends will. There's an app called Netflix Party, where you can watch the same Netflix video with your friends online at the same time, sync together.
Hey, that's interesting. And, how do they sync that?
That's great.
So basically, you just it's a Chrome extension, a Google Chrome extension. You download the app onto your Google Chrome, and then you can view it.
And it plays at the exact same time for everyone.
Exact same time, yeah. And if one person rewinds, then it rewinds for everyone. So you can skip to time track if you want. It's pretty cool. And there's a text chat on the side. And if you guys, like, something interesting is going on in the movie, you can, like, discuss it. Like, oh my God, you guys are going to die or whatever.
But can you share the popcorn as well? But that's not possible, right?
No, that's not possible.
You can't just press a button and popcorn fades. Yeah. Hey, Jagdish, catch! You know, that won't happen, right?
Yeah,
but this is good. This is sort of socializing under pressure, which technology is allowing. I think that's something like what we're doing right now. The best part of my day. I'm going to talk to people outside the house.
Yeah, no, but
even if it's only you two, don't mind.
That's fine.
I asked for Pamela Anderson, but apparently she's aged. Yeah,
she okay. She's
The other day I gave this reference just before this thing hit. I met somebody and was talking. I think in the club the last day before they shot it, and I was and I said, "Oh man, this girl looks like Pamela Anderson," and he actually said, "Who?" He was like, he's 19. I was just thinking, 19 years. So in the last 20 years, you've never seen or heard of Pamela Anderson. I mean, how old am I?
By the time I was 19.
You're worried about the virus.
By the time I was 19, I had looked up Pamela Anderson about 100 times.
I'm sure you had.
Ah, that's my boy. Hillary, I'm so proud of you, mate. That's my boy. Well done.
Wow, that's kind of...
Have you seen her complete works?
Yeah, all the works.
Oh, watch it. Anyway, I think people are more upset now about the virus, so these small little crimes will get away with for now. Okay, that we've exhausted animals, Pamela Anderson, and what are you watching, Amit? You haven't mentioned.
So, a couple of different things, right? So, there is a stupid Netflix car series, which I kind of enjoyed the first season of, so I'm watching the second season of that. It's called Car Masters, The Rust to Riches. It's basically these guys...
Be confined in a room with you, yeah?
Dude, it's actually fun, man. They buy these, like, junker cars, and then they turn them into awesome cars and sell them for lots of money. It's fun to watch.
I'm falling asleep.
So, is it
I'm
like Pimp My Ride?
My eyes are...
It's like Pimp My
Ride.
It's exactly like Pimp My Ride.
You two take over this show. I'll go and have a bath.
So, I watched a little bit of that. I've been watching some of my normal standard, you know, 40-minute crime shows. So I've been watching some of that. Saw a couple of movies too. I have one project which I'm going to kind of attempt this weekend. I want to watch every Fast and the Furious movie. I have only ever seen the
first movie. All in one go?
Well, as a marathon. I've only ever seen the first movie, and that I saw around the time it came out. Since then, I've never seen another Fast and the Furious movie.
I would say you can actually...
Paul guy died in the middle?
Yes.
From the first few movies, you can skip Tokyo Drift, and the rest you can watch if you want to watch the entire
series. No,
Tokyo Drift is actually a terrible movie.
If I'm going to do it, I should do it.
Why don't you watch the... what's the Indian version of it, no? What is that? Ajay Devgan films?
Doom. That's a good idea. Actually, that should be part two.
Doom 1. Then Positive 2, Doom 2.
Yeah. That should be part of what I do as well. I should do that. But I've also been watching a bunch of movies. I got a whole bunch of movies to watch recently. I saw... have you seen... Dude, you probably like this. Did you see Yesterday? Yeah. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
The Beatles one, no? I'm going to.
It's about the guy who gets into...
Who remembers the Beatles songs, yeah.
who remembers the Beatles songs and nobody else does. It's a fun movie. Yeah? I'm going to watch that. Yeah, so that
One of the best Beatles documentaries I've seen is a documentary called 8 Days a Week. And it's about their touring years. The time they were, this is like the years that they were touring, and they were, the Beatlemania was just crazy. And it's directed by Ron Howard.
66. Yeah. Correct. You're right.
Yeah.
My God. So finally we find something we can all watch.
Well, the Beatles.
Three of us watching the Beatles together.
Yeah, dude.
This is what life is all about.
Love the Beatles.
Yeah.
Now, I, for the first time in my life, saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the movie.
This is the first time I ever saw it.
I've always wanted to watch it, but the first time I ever saw it, and I loved it. I love that movie now. I'm so happy.
It's a landmark film.
It is. Have you seen...
Absolutely.
You should see some of the other... So the director of that movie, John Hughes, has just made some of the best movies ever, right? He made The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles. He's really one of the best directors ever. You should definitely check out all of his stuff.
On par with Sanjay Leela Bhansali, how would Rohit Shetty? Who's his Indian version?
That is an
Because I always
question.
Watch the Indian version.
That is
if you give me the Indian
question.
Version, I can watch others. I can't watch. I need that connect. I need that analogy.
You know, I would say that the Indian version of him is probably maybe somebody like Mansoor Khan, right? I mean, that, because he makes movies for a young, for a very teenage young audience.
Mansoor Khan.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Qayamat Se Qayamat Tak,
some Karan Johar or something.
Well, dude, I know. I come from a particular time, and I know things from that time.
Is Mansoor Khan Amir Khan's uncle as well?
Cousin.
Cousin. Correct.
I don't know. It could be like a Farhan Akhtar kind of vibe. The guy you're talking about.
Sure. Yeah. Fair enough. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Okay. Let's go with Farhan Akhtar.
Yeah. But basically, he does a bunch of teen movies. I'm looking at his IMDb pages right now. And so he was the director of Uncle Buck. He directed She's Having a Baby, Plane, Trains, and Automobiles, Weird Science. I mean, like, these are amazing movies.
Yeah. So while you are looking at movies by the American Farhan Akhtar, I have been watching Shoaib Akhtar's videos. Okay? YouTube videos. And they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Very entertaining. I've seen some of those, yes.
And his rant on China... And how he blames them for this disease because they eat bats' urine. I wish my Urdu was good enough because it's hilarious.
Okay.
Really. I mean, just doesn't hold back. And then he gave one thing about how aajkal ke bachon ke paas immunity nahi hai. And he explains why. Because they don't have sugarcane juice from the road and all that. You know, in some rustic way. Hey, guys, before you laugh. In some rustic way, I think it's correct. You know, I think I have a very strong stomach because I still eat road food and all that. But I know lots of people, the next generation, my son's generation onwards, they don't. They're like Westerners. And there's some truth in that. So I enjoyed my show. Plus, the accents are all over the place, which is the best thing of all.
His accent is amazing.
Fantastic. But he's fun. He's an entertaining guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Maybe we should take a break now and then come back. After...
Please, let's take a break.
Yeah,
I'm so tired, man. Sure. I don't know if I've got the virus. Not to be funny. It's April 1st coming just around the corner. I shouldn't make jokes like that. But yeah, I'm feeling a little... I will take a break. Let's take a break. Welcome back. Those of you who are still with us, not funny. Silvery, Amit.
Yes.
You know what I meant by that, right? So don't go into it in detail. So I was in the beginning, I mentioned WhatsApp groups, and I just want to take them on a little bit. I don't understand why you want to have that avatar of the gloom soothsayer or the doom soothsayer, the guy who gives you bad news all the time, because they're enjoying it. They're not actually trying to help you, like a doctor saying you've got cancer, this is the situation. They just have to send you more and more bad news. They're trapped in that, you know, that thing. That job description of being the guy who gives you the bad news. And I think everybody has these guys on their jacks.
Yes, they do. So I'll tell you about...
Please do.
So what happened to me recently was I did that by mistake. And then I just realized I don't want to be that guy. So when we heard about Floyd Cardo's passing away, right? And so I...
Yeah.
Well, as soon as I heard that, I passed it on to a couple of people in like a couple of groups, which I know we had all been to Bondi Canteen a bunch of times. We really liked it. Surprisingly, like, you know, one of the Facebook reminders had come up that morning of a dinner I'd had with five friends at Bombay Canteen the year before. People had posted that picture on that group. And so I forwarded that back out. And then I was like, immediately, I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the person
really?
Who's reminding me people of every negative thing. So I went in and deleted it from all three groups, which I forwarded it to. Because I'm just like, I don't want to be on.
You're stuck in this situation. You've got to find a silver lining. Otherwise, just, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
You can't just go on with negativity.
Okay. And quickly bring up Viktor Frankl, my favorite. Amit, we've discussed this. Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, where he survived Auschwitz. He spoke of surviving Auschwitz and ordeals like that, unbelievable ordeals like that.
Right.
If you have a great sense of purpose and of meaning in your life, which could just be love for your child, keeping you going, love for your spouse, love for playing the piano, music, art, you know, the job you're doing, just to go back to your home because you love your homeland. But that connection, having that strong connection with something. Sadly, a lot of us in urban parts of the world, the urbane world that it is, have no connection.
Okay.
Just go do your job, come back, whatever. They haven't got any deep connections with anyone or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how true this is, but I do believe if you have strong hobbies, strong interests, strong passion, your chances of survival are better. What do you think?
I think that there's truth to that, right? I think that people who are more driven are generally more likely to kind of, it might be the characteristics are common, right? If you're the kind of person who gets driven more by stuff, if you're the kind of person who kind of reacts more, or not reacts, but feels stuff more deeply about things, right? Maybe it gives you the kind of characteristics needed to kind of get through stuff like this, right? Because, I mean, like, dude, I've been home for 2 weeks now. I mean, like, literally 2 weeks. We shut down the office on the 18th of March. And March. It's the 31st today, right? And so, literally, tomorrow will be 2 weeks since I've been at home. And, you know, it's annoying, it's frustrating, it's aggravating. But at the same time, you know, it's also like, hey, you know what? We're going to get through this, you know? I mean, like, there's no...
but you're already thinking of the podcast. And
yeah.
Hence you put together this podcast. You see, there's that drive to do that much.
Yeah.
But there are people who just shut down and say, F it, you know, and that negativity then takes over.
It does.
You've got to keep it, like, for me...
So I was watching...
That I can go in the bathroom and have 5 minutes to myself. That keeps me going. That's my connection. It's very strong.
Yeah.
That's all I want. The rest of my life, actually. 5 minutes a day in the bathroom alone.
Okay.
Alone.
I was watching...
Silvery, you cannot come.
Okay, cool.
Go on.
Okay, cool. I was watching this press conference with Trump, and he was saying, "Okay, now I am just a wartime president because this is basically a war that we're going through, living through, and enemy is a different kind of enemy. It's an invisible enemy, but it's wartime." What do you guys think of that?
See, I've caught a little bit here because, you know, I feel a little bit for the leaders of the world right now because it's little beyond their capacity, you know, to handle up to point. And so they're struggling a little bit sometimes to say the right thing. Trump, you don't expect great things from him anyway. But when he says things like, as you said, it's a war effort, just, you know, that's a way of saying. But, and it is in many ways, it is a war. What else is it? We're locked up here. By the way, it should be locked up, not locked down, because we're locked up. I want to correct people. Something locked down. It's a lockup, nothing else. But he said something which sounded ridiculous out of context, which is if we can only lose 1,100,000, 200,000 Americans, we'd have done well. Now, out of context, it sounds ridiculous. But I suppose what he was trying to say is if we can cut our losses to just 2 million, 200,000, then, you know, out of 320 million or whatever, then, you know, it's not, I mean, that's as good as we could do. I mean, that's what he wanted to say. But sadly, it sounded like, you know, like he was triumphant about...
I'm
going to cut him some slack.
So that's one of the problems with him, right? I mean, like, he is not able to articulate what he's saying clearly enough to kind of for it to make sense often. But I think
Me and Silvery.
But I agree with you about sympathy towards governments right now, right? I mean, like, let's look at what happened in India over the last week, right? We talk about or we look at the people are, you know, a lot of people are giving the government shit about the fact that there was such a migrant labor crisis, right? That them started heading back home and people didn't participate and all of that. And I get it, right? And I get that this should have been handled better. I'm not trying to excuse the lack of planning over here. So please, like, that's not what I'm trying to do here. But what I would say is that there's no way that that we have the ability to kind of plan out that is going to be needed is difficult to kind of like anticipate that need, right? Especially when the order will stay in place. Right. So,
and also you're talking about 1.3 billion people. I mean,
exactly.
Who would want this job? I want Singapore, 5 million people disciplined, listening to everything I say. I mean, I want that city because you can get things done.
Also, think about it like this, right, Cyrus? We saw videos of these issues. We saw videos of these thousands of people gathered, right? This is a market in every city in India every day. Okay?
Exactly.
Every city, every day has a market with this kind of crowd in it. Now, I'm not saying that this excuses that. What I'm saying, though, is we have to have a little amount of tolerance for the fact that it's an impossible job to do right now.
See, I'm still voting Ramdas Athawale because after what he sang, that go Corona, go Corona.
Corona go.
For me, that is the Corona go is the most beautiful moment, perhaps since the Beatles, as far as I'm concerned. Secondly, Bappida, his contribution. You guys have heard Bappida's song, which was made on the spot in 7 to 8 seconds.
Okay.
That, I mean, that kind of improvisation, only the early jazz greats like Duke Ellington and all could do. And so, respect. This is, guys, can we have a minute of respect here, please?
For Bappida? Sure.
Did you listen to that song?
I had not. I didn't even know there was a song like that.
The tireless efforts of the unknown soldiers like Ramdas Athawale and Bappida are not being appreciated. Where is the Padma Shri now? Where is the Padma Vibhushan?
What about Gail Gadot?
What has been given?
What about
Gail Gadot? What about her name is Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. What about her and all of her friends? Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm saying these are the people who should be celebrated. This is what puts a smile on your face and makes you feel happy you're an Indian hiding in your flat. Come on, it makes sense.
Should we talk about a few more good news stories?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so very good, very cool, heartwarming story came out of California. This girl was coming back from her last session of chemotherapy. And just to welcome her back into the neighborhood, into her home, her entire neighborhood gathered down her street in social distancing kind of a parade, where each of them had like 5 to 6 feet of distance. They were sitting in their own cars, but they were cheering her on like a superstar, like a rock star. And you can see like the genuine expression of surprise and just happiness emanating from this girl sitting in her car as she's driving down these people. This is a very heartwarming video. This is.
I wish we would push these stories more, you know, this collective community stories on WhatsApp instead of the, 43 million will die today, but it will be not recovering till 2022, Olympics won't happen till 20,588, I mean, just go on. I love these stories. Every week this is over, we must do one or two good stories.
So yeah, no, but
absolutely, absolutely.
Think about.
No, so I was just talking about just a quick add-on, right? So I mean, like, there was a story in India as well, right? So there was a woman who got out of, who basically her COVID went dormant, right? And so she went back to her building, and the people in the building again kind of gave her like, you know, applause to come in and like, you know, kind of ovation, which I thought was cool considering how we hear so many stories about people like kind of treating people who are affected with COVID as like untouchable, right?
Yeah. Like there was a video about a nurse gone viral where she was almost very close to tears saying that I go back home to my building, and because I'm dealing with so many patients every day, the people in my building are now treating me rudely and being rude to my mother, and I just want to say that just because I'm working in this field, please stop harassing my mother. So that was like very sad to see. But then stories like this girl coming back home are what we should be.
Let me also do a, I have a nice story which I saw myself, which is the other day when I was walking the dogs at the cross lane, I saw an old lady crossing the road, and she was really old and bent and frail, and she crossed the road and she didn't even have to lift her hand and say, "Hey, back up, jump." You know, which normally does when the cars are traveling past. So it was nice to see that, you know, just to see that. It made me feel really happy.
So, something close to this story is in UK, an 8-year-old girl was very bummed because she had to stay at home and it was her birthday and she couldn't celebrate her birthday really. So, what her street did, like all the neighbors in her street, they came out of their windows and sang happy birthday to her in the street. So the entire street is very loudly singing happy birthday without touching her. Yeah, and she comes out and she sees everyone singing and she starts crying. This 8-year-old starts crying, just so touched, and it's again just so heartwarming to see these things.
Did you guys do Janta Curfew?
Since
you're talking about doing.
I was in Alibaug. I missed the whole thing.
Lucky.
I can clap now.
Well, I think you should. It was pretty nice, man. I was fairly impressed with the whole thing, right? I thought it went well. I thought it showed a sense of spirit, right? Again, it is it's a tough time, and you know, I mean, like people do need to kind of come to community, and this is a good way to kind of give that feeling to people.
No, I'm just trying to look at all the good stuff because I'm swamped by the negativity. I don't know about other people, but it really irritates me after some time because I don't see the point of it, you know. Because we have to deal with this situation, but if you might as well, you know, go down with the ship smiling. There's no point going on and on. So I'm all for these stories. Funny ones, silly ones, even Bappida singing is great for me. But really, I think we should promote these stories more. Just give a more positive sort of energy to everybody. Rather than, it's coming. The Russians are coming. The old days, Corona is coming. Corona is coming.
That's an awesome place to end the main episode. Atish, let's do a couple of AMA questions after this, and let's move on.
I want to put out for next week, because we're still going to be stuck with this situation next week at least. I want to just put out that let's discuss how to deal with birthdays and celebrations.
because you must promote them. People should not celebrate. Obviously, you don't want to go over the top and all that because of the sensitivity issues.
I'll tell you what.
People should celebrate their birthdays.
Anybody who's listening right now, right? If you have a birthday coming up next week, send us an email, tweet us, whatever, and we'll wish you on the show.
And we'll celebrate your birthday for you.
Yes, we will. All right, so let's...
get on with the AMAs because we sound like, I think, an airline announcement trio now.
Okay.
That's exactly what it sounds to me. I mean, from an audio point of view.
Cool. All right. Okay.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we just about have time for the AMAs. That's really funny considering we have nothing to do before or after. I'm training my son. My son is working out with the little weights that we have. So I have that to do. But what else can you do? You've got to kill time, mate. Come on.
Oh, man. That's true. I'm so sorry. I did not know how old your son was. When you say I'm training my son, I thought you were going to say potty training your son right now. I'm like, okay, that's...
That didn't go... Those lessons didn't go down well, Silvery. So for another day.
Okay. Okay. Getting to the first AMA.
Yes.
Sent in by Charu Joshi.
Yeah.
He says, I am Charu Joshi from Jodhpur, Rajasthan. A very big fan of Cyrus's podcast. My question for Cyrus is, what other name would you suggest for coronavirus if you could rename it?
Well, there's a gentleman I completely find disgusting called Rupinder. So I would call it Rupinder. You should take any people you don't like, whoever you don't like from your life or your surroundings, name the virus after that person. Because, you know, might as well put all the malice and hatred into one area. I'm very angry with this virus. Because for me, the three pillars of my life have been taken away from me. And so my life has no meaning. I can't take my dog to the Oval. I can't work out in the morning. Anywhere, in any... I mean, I manage at home, whatever, little. And I, most important of all, I don't have life sport. Without life sport, my life is meaningless because that's all I invest in. So for non-religious people and all, this is our spirituality. The connect is with sport. I've failed and I've had girls who left me. I've had debts in family. But life sport kept me going, you know. Some cricket, some football, some tennis, some boxing, you know, something. There's nothing. Even MMA, which fought on till March 22nd or something, has stopped. We got nothing.
Yeah.
Except these two guys who play carom in the opposite building, which I looked from my window from a certain angle. I can see one hand hitting the carom board. That's it.
Have you considered esports?
Yeah, but it's, I don't get that thrill, bro. You know, I don't know. It's like the guys who smoke and then they go to the e-cigarettes or whatever you call them.
Huh.
I mean, they were just fooling themselves. It didn't work. Yeah. Anyway, Ian, right.
What's the question?
Okay. Next one is... sent in by Rit Badhan. He says, hi, Cyrus and team. Cyrus, do you ever think that as the podcast industry is growing, one day you will lose your job to Mr. Amitabh Bachchan, as it happened with Pepsi? Does this thought keep you awake at night? Because it keeps me awake at night.
Au contraire. I think all these great superstars are very interesting personalities. But I don't think they'll enjoy talking to people because talking to people over a long period of time, and of course, he loves his internet, you know that. He's on all kinds of mediums. I don't know if that's his thing, you know. Most of these actors are introverts. So this is not a medium for them. The tweeting and all, yes, because that the introvert can come out completely. So I think personally, that's not his thing. I wouldn't say it would be his thing to chat with people nonstop for hours at a time. I don't see that happening. I think they're okay for now.
I would agree with you, right? Exactly. I mean, like, I think that even if you get, even if there is a major Bollywood actor who wants to do podcast or a major Bollywood creator who wants
to do podcast. Ranveer Singh would be good at this, I would presume. I don't know him well enough. Shah Rukh would be good at this.
Yes.
But most of them are not. Most of them are more shy and, you know, they're not really people.
Right.
You know, they're good at what they do or they're popular, but they're not necessary. I think for this kind of medium, you've got to just keep, I have to like talking.
You have to like talking.
I'm the kind of guy who all my life, people leave because I go on talking. You see, so I'm the other extreme. Kunal always points out when we're at an airport or something that somebody comes and says hello or recognizes you. The guy leaves because I'm going on talking. He can't bear it up or something. He's like made a mistake. You know, so in that sense, I think I'm okay. I got the weapons. But the problem is we can't work, guys. Because we are damn Rupinder, we can't work. Yeah. I hate working, okay? Honestly, it's such a bore when you think about it. But now, I'll do anything to do anything. I'm like, whatever job there is, then you can do it. We've really taken life for granted, haven't we?
We very much have, right? I mean, like, I think that's clear more than anything else, right? This idea that we can't... Like, when are we going to have mass public gatherings again, right? I don't know when that's going to be. That's not going to be in a month. That's not going to be in 15 days, right? The idea of going out for, like, you know, a concert or going into a movie or going to...
Yeah, I mean, the idea of going for a walk,
That,
of course,
I think...
You and I don't walk, but I'm talking about single people.
Yeah. No, but I think that comes back, I think that comes back relatively soon, right? But a mass gathering, right? A wedding. Are you going to go for like a 2,000-person wedding again in the next 3, 4 months, 5 months? I don't think I am.
I don't think they'll have it. Nobody's going to have it for some time.
Yeah.
I can't give a figure, but you know, I wish it happened when I was getting married. I would have saved so much money, man. Yeah, I'm coming. All right, now, guys,
so I
need to go and work out with my son. So
okay.
A quick word about how we're going forward.
So what we think, I think what we'll do is, so this is my thought at least, right? We'll continue doing, we'll do a couple of cock and bulls every week. We'll try and keep it regular. We'll try and make sure that we do some stuff as often as possible. We might not hit our exact release schedules. We might be a little up, a little down, but we'll make sure that we keep people entertained for the next.
And let's put it out there, open invitation to people to join us on Cock and Bull.
Sure.
And, you know, as long as you have the tech facility and the time suits you, then, you know, maybe we can do that, because beggars can't be choosers, and I think anybody is gold right now for us.
Yep. No, we'll definitely get more people on, right? I mean, like, I wanted to do this just us because I wanted to try this out a little bit. Since we're doing this remotely for the first time. Also, I mean, like, you know, there are technical challenges that exist over here. There are also, we're not seeing each other, right? So we have no non-visual communication with each other, not verbal communication.
But that's the plus part,
Well, it's a plus part, but it also doesn't let you... it also slows down our reactions to each other a little bit.
Let me tell you, neither of you is Pamela Anderson, and I ain't going to waste my time. Thank you very much.
Fair point.
All right, listen, guys, I'm going to run, but we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Miss you guys.
And now, hey, Silvery, now when we say this as anchors, we actually mean it. Same place, same time, because we can't go anywhere. Okay, see you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In, or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.